The primary election in Illinois happened in an atmosphere of uncertainty, with ISU students gone from Bloomington Normal, older voters concerned about exposing themselves to the coronavirus, and some election judges backing out because of their concern they were in a high-risk group. Voter turnout in McLean County was 29% of registered voters. That is far below the nearly 50% that went to the polls 4 years ago. It is more in line with the 26% seen in 2012. But County Democratic Party Chair Eric Rankin says he is thrilled that 75% of early votes cast were Democratic ballots.
What does that tell us? That our bread and butter is getting people to vote early. That way, when, you know, things like coronaviruses pop up, it doesn't become a huge definer of a campaign.
The McLean County vote in the presidential contest favored Vice President Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders, but by a smaller margin than the statewide tally. Rankin says he's pleased with the way the party is set up for the November contest. In the 13th Congressional District Democratic primary, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan easily defeated Stephanie Smith for the slot to face incumbent U.S. Representative Rodney Davis in November. State Representative Dan Brady defeated Republican challenger David Paul Blumenschein for the second straight time. Brady's margin of victory shrank from 74% 2 years ago to 62% this time. Brady says coronavirus concerns cut into turnout and his support. Brady says it's a reminder from voters that they think he is responsible, responsive, and accessible.
An individual that knows them and they know me. And I think that's probably an extremely important common denominator in politics nowadays.
Brady will face Democratic candidate Kimberly Cummings in November. The 105th House District includes the northern parts of Bloomington Normal. In a tight McLean County board primary, Leah Klein defeated Nathan Chico Russo to win the Democratic nomination for the seat representing downtown and West Bloomington. Klein says her previous service mattered in the race.
What I think made the difference is that I've spent a lot of time investing in this community as a volunteer. I also interface with a lot of people in this community as their polling coordinator at Miller Park, so they saw me every election.
Meanwhile, in Normal, an ISU student upset long-serving Democratic McLean County Board member George Gordon.
I don't understand why the result is what it is. I don't know what happened.
Hannah Beer was first on the ballot in a low turnout race affected by the coronavirus. Observers say the virus kept some ISU students away from the polls, but may also have suppressed turnout by older voters concerned about falling ill. Incumbent McLean County Auditor Michelle Anderson turned away a primary challenge from Tricia Mallott. Other county office holders backed Mallott after Anderson clashed with them. Mallott acknowledges it wasn't enough.
I'm also really fortunate. I have a position that I love with the county, and I get to continue to serve our taxpayers and make a difference in the way that I already do.
In November, Michelle Anderson will face Democrat Rob Fazzini and Libertarian Kevin Woodard. Two McLean County school districts got good news as voters gave the go-ahead to proceed with facility improvements. More from Eric Stock.
Leroy voters backed issuing about $8 million in bonds for new elementary school auditorium that students K through 12 would use. The district hasn't had an auditorium for nearly two decades. Superintendent Gary Tipsword says even though the tax rate won't increase due to these bonds, the district had to sell the public on the idea that it's worth extending the district's debt load.
We understand why people would say no. We get that. We understand that from a financial standpoint. We understand that from a property tax standpoint. Here's where we see the benefit to our students and to our community both.
Tipsword notes a voter turnout in Leroy was higher this year than during the 2016 primary, even with coronavirus fears likely keeping many away from the polls. Tipsword expects construction to begin next spring, with the goal to have the auditorium ready sometime in 2022. And voters in the El Paso Gridley School District overwhelmingly approved building a new junior high in Gridley. Superintendent Brian Kerr says teachers and administrators got behind the $20 million project, and the community listened.
When you see a community vote, you know, 80% or more agree on what the next path forward is, that's pretty exciting to see the unity and the support that our community has here at EPG.
Kerr says the district plans to build the new school by the fall of 2022. He says El Paso Gridley will then explore what to do with the current junior high, whether to find a new purpose for it or demolish it. I'm Eric Stock.
Find more information on the 2020 primary election in Central Illinois at WGLT.org.